listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Sarah Crutchfield, owner and founder of High Desert Hospice. She wants to talk about her commitment to hospice care. And, you know, we know all the out of the gate, Sarah, this is a tough subject.
It is.
A lot of us.
Very taboo.
Yeah. And I don't really even think it's taboo. It's just scary.
It is.
Myself personally, I have two elderly parents and, they are every day, you know, trying to get out and be active. And, I put together a few questions here, but before we do that, I want you to tell us, what is hospice care?
So a lot of people think, and traditionally speaking, hospice care, this is what it used to be, where we would refer people to hospice when they had maybe a day or two left.
Oh.
Now that's not so much the case. What we're trying to really push as a community as a whole is to start referring these patients sooner so that they can get the full benefit of hospice. Mm. And a lot of people think that hospice is a place you go. It's not. Mm. Hospice is wherever you call home. And believe it or not, we have taking care of homeless people under a bridge. Mm-hmm. You know, they need hospice care. We care for them wherever they call home.
Wow.
So whether it's an assisted living, a nursing home, a shelter care home, whether it's in your private home, we provide care wherever they are. So it's not a place to go.
And how do you decide, Sarah, that it's time for hospice care?
So a lot of people think, well, you know, how do I know exactly? And a lot of people, you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of what we do is education. Mm-hmm. And we talk about, number one, anybody can make a hospice referral. It could be a neighbor. It could be a church. It could be your doctor. It could be a friend. And what we do is we come out to the home. We provide the education, explain the hospice benefit, talk about the different levels of care, talk about what we can do, what we can't do. And a lot of people think of when you talk about hospice, it's I'm giving up, I'm throwing in the towel, it's over for me. And that's so not what hospice is. Hospice is making the best of whatever time you have left and making sure that you have quality of life. Our team comes to you, we surround you with care, and really a lot of people start to do better when they go on hospice because they receive all this care.
And they're more comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there are some things that you have to know when you talk about hospice. As far as you can no longer seek aggressive treatment for that disease process that we bring you on service for.
Mm.
So that means that the hospice company manages that disease process, everything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about hospice, you have a doctor. Dr. Lisa Stolarczyk is our medical director, and she's phenomenal. We have our director of nursing who supervises our nurses, and nurses come out 2 to 3 times a week. But we're also on call for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we just left the house 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, mom has a fall. You pick up the phone, you call, we come.
Mm.
We have the capability of doing x-rays in the home, lab in the home, Doppler studies in the home, urinalysis in the home, PTINRs, which is a big one, is we manage Coumadin levels. All of that can be done in the comfort of your home, so you really aren't forced to take mom or dad out to these doctor's appointments anymore when it's very taxing on them to do so.
A lot of people stress that we're even talking about that, this topic on the radio today, but it's really important because a lot of us have elderly parents. We have other relatives and other people that we know that we love and we care for, and we want them to be safe and comfortable and feeling good about where they are.
Absolutely.
And sometimes, like I can tell you, I'm sometimes a pain in the neck to my parents. You know, they're tired of me calling them. They're tired of me showing up.
Right.
It's almost like I have to twist their arm to let me come over and handle the smallest thing because they want to maintain that independence. And I've really appreciate that because, you know, they know that, you know, their days are numbered a little bit, but they want to have a great quality of life. And for lack of a better term, they want to go down swinging.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that I always say when it comes to be my time, I want to be wrinkled. I want to be beat up. I want this body to be used because I want to know that I have lived my life to the fullest and went 100% for till the very end. And that's something that we also have to respect about our elders, is that everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own path to walk. We do not try and reinvent the wheel. We do not try and come in and say, well, this is how you're going to go. And this is what you're going to do. We have to meet them where they're at and get them on the hospice page. Start talking about what that means. And a lot of times, you know, it truly is education, education, education. And again, families don't know what's available until they actually come out and hear what we have to do and hear what we have to say.
How do our listeners get in touch with you?
You call the office and we come out, and it's 505-585-2603.
2603. And then you also have a website. Can
we
you give
do,
us that?
And it's highdeserthospice.care.
What will people learn? What's the most important thing they can learn?
So number one, hospice is the most underutilized Medicare benefit that is out there to the general public. So many people don't even access the benefit. And guess what? We've all been paying into it from the day that we started working. Every single one of us, if we pay into Medicare and Social Security, we're paying into this benefit. Why aren't we using it? Number one, there's no copay. There's no out-of-pocket expense. There's no deductible to meet. Everything that we do is 100% covered. And we cover all the medications related to the diagnosis, every single one of them. Comfort meds. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, but bowels are very important in the elderly.
No, absolutely.
And we pay for all durable medical equipment. So bed, wheelchair, walker, bedside commode, over the bedside table, oxygen. We pay for all of that at 100%. Incontinence supplies, briefs, wipes, chucks, gloves. I mean, all of this. And it's free because you've been paying into this benefit. That's how I get paid.
So people are wondering about this right now. They can call you. And you're going to answer their questions. You're going to meet with them. You're going to talk with them.
I prefer to meet with families face to face because there's so much that can be happening in a face to face interaction versus just a cold phone call. We're a locally owned and operated business. We're family owned and operated. We care about what we do. Our family started this business 4 years ago. My daughter, myself, and Kimberly Summers, and she might as well be blood because we've bled together in this venture. You know, we started with the three of us and five patients, and we are now 65 employees and 150 patients. We really believe in what we do. We believe in the hospice philosophy. We believe in taking care of our patients like they're our own. We believe in wrapping our arms around them and doing everything we can. We strive for independence in our patients. We want you to go out and have fun. You want to have an ice cream sundae for breakfast? You go with your bad self and do it. Whatever makes you happy.
Oh, our nutritionist is going to be very disappointed in you, Sarah. Sarah Crutchfield, the owner and founder of High Desert Hospice, in studio with me this afternoon. We've got a couple more segments with her. We're going to come back in our next segment and find out a little bit about Sarah and her background and why she started High Desert Hospice. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect.
During World War II, the Ten Boom family was willing to stand up and risk their very lives for their Jewish neighbors. For this, they paid a terrible price. The acclaimed one-woman show about the late Corrie Ten Boom is coming to the Cell Theater in downtown Albuquerque on October 4th and 5th.
I had been standing at that gate many months, living in the shadow of a crematorium.
Call the Cell Theater at 505-766-9412 for times and ticket information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
We would like to thank Wilger Enterprises, Bosque Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and High Desert Hospice for help teeing off the Star 88 Golf Tournament. Register online at star88.fm/golf.
We can change the world with the words we say. Hi, I'm Lisa Turkers with Proverbs 31 Ministries. One day, I was eating in a restaurant, and every time our server came to the table, she had something really kind to say. I was amazed by her gracious attitude, and I found it was quite contagious.
So I challenged myself to make a conscious effort to use my words as a gift to each person that I came in contact with the rest of that day. You know, in a world that promotes tearing others down to build ourselves up, we can make a difference by using our words to bless and encourage. Let's look at those who we come in contact with today as people who really need a kind word or two. I've found that giving kind words, it's one of the greatest ways to make the love of Jesus known to so many who desperately need it. For more, visit Proverbs31.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Sarah Crutchfield, the owner and founder of High Desert Hospice, in studio with me this afternoon. Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
You've been supporting the station as an advertiser, but we were just talking a little bit off air, and I was kind of sharing my heart why I'm here. Why I'm here is because when I can get our listeners to hear Sarah Crutchfield's heart and know what your intentions are and your mission is, they are happy to do business with you because they'll trust you and know that you have the heart that God wants you to have about serving people. So we just have a really fun time, even with tough subjects like this. I mean, all of us are going to go.
Right.
There is no cure for this.
For aging.
For aging.
Sorry.
We're out of here. And at the same time, I just think we can go through tough subjects, just talk about them openly. And we so much appreciate you being here. Tell us about you and your background. You were a nurse?
Well, I'm a respiratory therapist and a hemodialysis therapist. I've been in the healthcare since I was 15. I started out volunteering, and then I went to starting to learn how to be a CNA. Toughest job. And I will tell you, any time that my CNAs are out there, I tell you, you're the backbone of my organization.
Okay, now you got to tell us what CNA means.
CNA is a certified nursing assistant, which is part of the team that comes out, and they have such an intimate bond with our patients because they help do the bathing, the grooming, the dressing, the changing of the sheets, helping, you know, our gentlemen look their best with a clean shave or help groom that beard. And it's a very intimate time, and I'm very proud of what they do. And I can't say that every single one of my CNAs that work for us, I would be proud to have them take care of my family.
Yeah.
They just do an amazing job.
I think all these CNAs need to bring a basketball with them. I'm just teasing.
So
our listeners get tired of my obnoxious obsession with basketball, but there it is.
That's okay. Well, we have a lot of basketball-loving fans, so on High Desert, not only staff, but our patients too.
So. Yeah. So, Sarah, you have this background in healthcare, and all of a sudden you decide, gee, hospice needs to be done a little differently.
Way differently. So I worked for some of the largest corporations that you have here. I'm not going to name their names,
sure.
But and it's not that they didn't do a good job, but they're corporate, and they are not grassroots, and they don't know our community.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what they need, and they don't understand culture, and they don't understand the individuality of our families that are here. They don't understand that we are farmers, that we're ranchers, that we're professionals, that we're retired scientists. They don't get it. All they care about is the green stuff.
Mm.
And, you know, when I was asked to, you can't give them that. Well, why not? Because this is part of the benefit. It costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, but it's still part of the benefit, and it's what we have to do. It's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to the point where I am so not corporate, and I just believe in taking care of people the way that they are meant to be cared for. And that's why I started High Desert, because I'm so not corporate.
So as you're talking, I can imagine, okay, there's a Native American couple that's in their later years, and their background and their culture is way different than say a Hispanic family from the South Valley in Albuquerque. And then there's somebody that's a transplant from New York living in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a black family that came up from, Northern Florida, and they live here. So all of those people have different things that they expect and need, and you're happy to accommodate that.
Well, and you know, we have to understand that Albuquerque is a melting pot. We are extremely diverse in the people that live, work, and play here. And because they've lived, worked, and played here, and we are a military community, that's why we're a melting pot. Mm. And we have to recognize that. I mean, I've met with families in northern New Mexico, and I kid you not, in a teepee. Mm. I mean, I've done that. And we really have to meet people where they're at and understand and respect their individual beliefs.
Is the hospice plan, does that also incorporate, you know, children and
it does.
People that are helping?
And spiritual care is a huge portion of what we do as a hospice. We care for you physically, mentally, and spiritually because they all intertwine. They all mesh together. You can't take care of one portion and not take care of the others.
Mm-hmm. And you also have volunteers involved.
We have a huge volunteer program. Michelle Martin is our, and she's also a big Calvary member of mm-hmm. the congregation. And we've had some amazing volunteers from Calgary, by the way.
Yeah.
That have donated their time. But volunteers are a crucial part. And a lot of people say, well, what does a volunteer do? Well, you don't know the value that they have for some of these people that don't have family. Mm-hmm. That depend on the volunteers to come and interact with them socially.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times that's their only social interaction that they have besides our team.
Wow.
And it means a lot to them. So just reading a book, holding their hand, a lot of times we have scripture that needs to be read. We have a lot of people that just want somebody to watch the ball game with them. So that's a lot of what the volunteers do. They bring comfort. And to our shut-ins, they run errands for them as well.
Sarah, what do our aging parents, for an example, what do they want? Do they want God to take them? Do they want to live abundantly? Do they want to smile and laugh? What do they want at this stage?
You know, it depends, to be honest with you, and where they're at. We have some people that have extremely strong faith that are ready for God to come and take them. Mm. We have some people that are just now discovering and are having that, oh my goodness, moment where they're like, this is over and I don't know what I'm going to do and I'm worried about the afterlife.
Mm.
We have some people that have been prepared for this for many, many years, but it also has a huge part in what is their disease process. If you're looking at end-stage cardiac, a lot of times this is an acute onset. They don't have a whole lot of time to adjust and understand what's going on. Cancer, mm-hmm. that's also probably something that is an acute onset, unless they've been dealing with it for a while and going through chemo. Alzheimer's is probably one of the cruelest diseases that we deal with, and they've been dealing with it for years, and they pray to God that they take them
right,
because the suffering is so enormous towards the end. So it really depends on what the disease process is and where they're at.
Well, we are talking with Sarah Crutchfield. She's the owner and founder of High Desert Hospice here in Albuquerque, and it's such a pleasure to talk with you. We've got one more segment with you.
Thank you.
So I hope everybody will stay with us. We'll be back with more from Sarah right after these messages.
You're listening to Plugged In on KNKT.
I am attempting to stop an uncontrolled antimatter reaction, which threatens our entire solar system.
The deep space thriller Ad Astra follows a seasoned astronaut named Roy McBride. Roy must uncover the truth about his father's expedition from 30 years before that might be currently threatening the universe. Ad Astra aims for the same thoughtful orbit as other recent sci-fi space films. As such, it deals in brave choices and pulse-quickening action. But audiences must navigate moments of bloody violence that push that action closer to horror movie levels. And that nudges Ad Astra down to a rating of 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Waliszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
We would like to thank Southern Boulevard Automotive, Maestas Development Group, and Petrie Buick GMC and Kia for helping tee up the Star 88 Golf Tournament. Register online at star88.fm/golf.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah. That's their number, 444-7200, or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
The 2019 Star 88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Star 88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf. Our friends at Water Extraction Experts help tee up the Star 88 Golf Tournament.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are talking with Sarah Crutchfield, owner and founder of High Desert Hospice, this afternoon. Sarah's been with us a couple segments. Again, thanks for being here, Sarah. Tough
Thank
subject.
You.
A lot of us are worried about our parents and them being comfortable and having a great quality of life, and we love them. And, of course, that entails all kinds of pain management, disease management, and these are all things that you basically take care of through High
That's
Desert
correct.
Hospice. Explain to us again how what the cost is and how that all works and how you will educate people in getting involved in hospice.
So the most important thing to remember is anybody can make a referral. It doesn't have to come from a physician. We come out, we do an assessment. We determine eligibility at that time, whether or not they meet criteria. If they do not meet criteria for hospice, we always try and hook them up with other benefits in the community so that they don't go away with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that Medicare pays for these services at 100%. Medicaid pays for these services at 100%. Private insurances pay for these services at 100%. So to all the people that have our elderly patients or parents, please know that this benefit is something that they have paid into their entire life. If they qualify for it, it is a huge, not only financial relief, because incontinence supplies are extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Durable medical equipment, all the things that we supply are a huge benefit to the families. And the support that we provide goes without saying. I mean, think about this. You have a doctor that's on call for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You have a nurse at your beck and call. Doesn't get much better than that.
And you provide these services if they are at home in their homes.
That's correct.
So there's just you've got to have a massive force of folks that are working for you. You already mentioned that you went from 5 patients to 150.
Correct.
And that's neat growth. That means God's doing something through your organization.
Well, I was raised in the belief that if you do the right things for the right reasons, God will take care of you. And this community has definitely supported us.
High Desert Hospice can be reached at 505-585-2603, and their website is highdeserthospice.care.
Correct.
And there's all kinds of dots now.
Yes, it's very strange. I mean, .org, .care, .com, yes, it's confusing.
And we want to encourage everybody that if you have questions about this, it is unique to every situation.
Correct.
You have to talk about whether they qualify or are eligible for benefits. It's not a laborious process, as I understand, but
no.
you do need to do an assessment. All of that is done for free.
Correct.
And then the majority of the costs associated with it, once you start on hospice, are taken care of.
At 100%.
At 100%. So you're not going to be writing any big, massive checks or anything
Zero
like
checks.
That. Now, do a lot of people stay away from hospice because they don't realize?
They don't realize it, and there's such a stigma involved with the word hospice. People associate that with death. Because 10 years ago, I will tell you, the average length of stay of a hospice patient was maybe a week or two.
Mm.
And now we truly try and get them on sooner so that they can utilize the whole entire benefit. And that would be the social worker, the chaplain, the nurse, the CNA, the physician. We all wrap our arms around that patient and the family and support them through this. When you're on for a week or two, you really don't get the benefit of the whole program. So that's why we try and refer people earlier.
Well, Sarah, you've already mentioned your volunteer staff and how they help to encourage people that don't have a lot of family members.
Correct.
What can you say to family members about how to be involved with their parents and really encourage them?
You know, I would suggest them to let them be as independent as they possibly can be for as long as they can be. You know, a lot of times we miss the forest for the trees. We focus on the little things and miss the big things in life. But let them have the sweets. Let them do what they want to do. Let them be as independent as they want to be. You know, it spices the variety of life, and I fully encourage that. We have so many amazing senior centers that are in Albuquerque, that they can, instead of putting them in institutional care, things like that, they have buses that'll come and pick up their family members and get them to interact with people in the community. I strongly suggest that they do that. There's so many programs out there. The city of Albuquerque has done a good job with that. The Department of Senior Affairs has a long arm's length worth of resources for the community.
Sarah Crutchfield, what an interview this afternoon. I'm blessed
that
you were here and sharing all about High Desert Hospice. You can reach High Desert Hospice at highdeserthospice.care. That's
correct.
Their website, and their phone number is 505-585-2603. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
And we hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you for being with us on ABQ Connect. We'll see you next time.
Take
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.